Conclusions. Humans are complex, multicellular beings. Life as we know it consists of fundamental living units that make up our bodies, referred to as cells, microscopic living entities. Cells are far more complex life forms than we could have imagined just a few decades ago. They make up our bodies and brains. Each cell holds information, DNA, transmitted and changed by the stresses met by their predecessors over countless generations. Cells adapted to such environmental stresses gradually, but are now experiencing rapid changes in diets and lifestyles. As mentioned, our bodies consist of trillions of microscopic living cells, including the brain. The tiny world of our complex multicellular bodies is incredible. Trillions of cells perform billions of metabolic events, adaptive mechanisms, and communications. They are working by feedback systems that occur inside a living creature many times smaller than a grain of salt. Our efforts to decipher such incredibly complex activity that is taking place at this level of life are helping us understand our hunger drives. Proteins such as hormones and adipokines are at the foundation of the human hunger drive. Affecting the mechanisms of nutrient and energy sensing that detect the presence of nutrients needed to keep body growth, structure, and the energy to drive the body's movement and metabolism.
Researchers discovered these hormones and proteins regulate energy and nutrient balance. One such hormone is ghrelin, known as the hunger hormone. A peptide hormone produced by gastrointestinal cells induces hunger by its interaction with the hypothalamus. Other proteins are circulating inside our bodies that have balancing properties like leptin that controls satiety. If communication between cells is disrupted or changed, problems arise, such as overeating. For example, if a person is resistant to elevated leptin levels, they may experience pervasive hunger leading to morbid obesity. Overall, these proteins orchestrate healthy responses in our bodies. Imbalances lead to metabolic syndromes. Fat cells also produce a hormone called adiponectin that positively responds to low-fat stores from fasting. This hormone helps to prevent metabolic derangements, including heart problems. Such proteins and hormones have beneficial effects of increasing growth hormone secretion, reducing cholesterol clearance, and better insulin and glucose utilization. Low adiponectin levels due to obesity are associated with the development of atherosclerosis and metabolic syndrome. When we are hungry, many beneficial effects are occurring, in addition to the potential for weight loss. Resistance to these proteins develops due to overconsumption, disrupts homeostasis, and increases the risk of serious diseases. The strategy is to have a model that you can use to understand hunger drives in a positive light. Knowing that enduring fasting hunger is beneficial, although unpleasant, like exercising, has healthy outcomes. Hunger management offers a strategy for healthy aging based on science and common sense. Normal aging includes physical, social, and psychological elements dependent on the individual's health. Fasting hunger is necessary, and it attenuates the effect of biological aging and diseases such as Alzheimer's due to the accumulation of cellular debris and structural damage within our cells, especially neurons.
The brain and body constantly negotiate responses to stresses such as hunger or exercise. The highest level of brain power comes from the neocortex, and humans have the most developed neocortex that we know so far. It attempts to control lower brain's functions involved with primal drives that could disrupt cultures, economies, and nations. Mindfulness is the phenomenon of awareness of the moment. In particular, the individual's emotions, physical conditions, and behaviors at any given moment, focusing on specific adaptive responses. This evolutionary development of our brains is where we find the answers to weight control by managing hunger. Our brain has elevated levels of consciousness and inhibitory control that allow us to adjust behavioral responses to stressors such as cravings, hunger, anxiety, anger, fear, and other emotions. Our brain is analogous to the center for disease control, a surveyor or a watchtower for the rest of the body, and adaptive behavior is driven by curiosity, searching for threats to our survival. When threats are perceived, driven by primal drives and psychological triggers of hunger, the human brain and mind can negotiate our responses. Adaptive inhibition requires conscious effort and practice, otherwise, the individual has little chance at managing hunger in positive ways. The agriculture and industrial revolutions marked a dramatic shift from thousands of years of hunting the land for food. It changed our ancient lifestyles, resulting in social conflict, exposure to zoonotic diseases, and overnutrition worldwide. Today, employment models are changing, like working from home increased as a pandemic spread across the globe in 2020. As a result, there is an ever-increasing consumption of convenience foods with far less physical activity. Excessive global weight problems continue to rise with economic strain and early death. Well, thought-out weight control programs, including many books on intermittent fasting and diets, repeatedly underestimate the primal drive of hunger, which becomes the nucleus of their failures. Yet, our human hunger drive is the least talked about. Hunger is a drive that calls us to action and is often quoted by coaches when motivating intense competition among athletes and, in our past, those competing for resources of the lands.
Food shortages are a natural part of Earth's environment which shaped the evolution of many cellular processes. These fluctuations have resulted in the biological efficiency of physical and even metabolic characteristics. The results are competition between and within species where the hungriest and strongest usually survive. With food available all the time, such biological adaptations go unused, leading to chronic lifestyle changes. Offspring diseases such as diabetes, heart problems, and severe excess weight begin to take hold. Even as international organizations work to end food insecurity around the globe, weight problems are increasing across all age groups. Such organizations perhaps unknowingly are using the word hunger in misleading ways.
A perplexing question is before us: how to end world food insecurity without simultaneously affecting overweight and obesity? Our mismanagement of hunger is the reason for unhealthy behaviors that are being internalized as the norm. We must begin to view hunger in positive ways. Scientific evidence has shown that calorie restriction or physiologic hunger in a controlled fashion has positive health benefits. We are running from hunger as though it is a terrible condition. Companies are using our weakness to hunger and encouraging us to spend billions on drugs and food consumption. However, living cells require conditions, which they adapted to here on Earth over billions of years. These living creatures may have some degree of consciousness that may be impossible to prove, but we know they actively search for nutrient and energy sources.
Scientific interest in calorie restriction's effects on the cell's molecular pathways is of intense investigation. Within the past decade, the research and discovery of molecules and compounds responsible for nutrient and energy regulation during food scarcity have received funding, especially from big pharma hoping to cash in on a miracle drug. These drugs would mimic the effects of fasting. Such nutrient and energy sensing pathways like the IIS, mTOR, sirtuins, and AMPK are significant targets of drug-induced weight control because they have been linked to aging and health. Restricting calories and various diet programs, when used effectively, results in the feeling of hunger, and it is our response to this process that makes weight control so tricky.
Drugs that affect our human hunger drives or mimic its physiologic effect may have unwarranted consequences because there is so much crosstalk between these molecular and cellular pathways. This book focused on hunger as stress with physiologic implications and emotional responses instead of appetite or cravings. A developing change in thinking is occurring where restricting calories can be used to combat overweight and obesity by embracing our hunger drives. Hunger drives are inseparable from our biology or DNA, an ancient adaptive response to the needs of growth, repair, and reproduction on a cellular level. At present, unmanaged hunger urges are standing in the way of weight control and remain the cornerstone of dietary failures. Psychological conditioning is all around us aimed to start feeding behaviors telling us hunger is terrible. However, fasting hunger does not kill, it is malnutrition and starvation.
The current view proposes, quite simply yet overstated, to stop eating so often and exercise regularly. The challenge of looking at hunger as a beneficial condition with unpleasant feelings is a key to good health. A myriad of named diets like Keto Diet, Noom, South Beach, or Nutrisystem, to name a few, emphasize various food types which are well thought out methods, yet weight problems are still trending upward. You can explore these diets and exercise plans online. In the modern era, simulating various adaptive lifestyles is all around us. An example is sports and exercise that simulate hunting. Weight control by fasting or calorie restrictions is also an adaptive simulation. In this way, we are imitating our distant ancestors' healthy lifestyles. Knowing their responses to hunger was evolutionarily successful. Mirroring ancestral eating and activity levels can help support a balance between nutrition and energy. People have lived with fewer calories and more activity without obesity and other silent killers for thousands of years. Efforts are ongoing uncovering the hunter-gatherers' patterns of activity in hopes of supplying vital information. These early ancestors had access to a wider variety of nutritional foods and wild animals. We know that the daily energy expenditure and diets low in calories with high nutritional content are quite different compared to the present day. In conclusion, living cells require conditions adapted to here on Earth over billions of years. The remarkable fat cell evolved millions of years ago in response to changing environmental conditions of food scarcity and fasting. Fat collectively forms one of the body's organs like the liver, spleen, pancreas, and brain. They process excess fatty acids found in foods and store them as triglycerides. Free fatty acids can be used during fasting times and are much more efficient than reliance on carbohydrates. Lipids supply 6 times the amount of energy found in the latter.
Extended periods of hunger activate the use of such adaptive processes. Today's ever-increasing food availability leads us away from healthy strenuous activity and the patterns of feedings that regularly started the metabolic switch to fatty acid metabolism. We hope you enjoyed the book, Hunger Management, A Road to Health and Longevity. The second edition of this book is near completion with more scientific updates and illustrations. From the authors and all the members of the Hunger Management team.
Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper.